You guys know I'm not into this kind of thing, but you still did it anyway. I know, and thank you for the concern. I really appreciate it. But this is unnecessary. I mean, come on. A blind date? Really? Can't I just go home? I'm tired and I have errands to run, especially tomorrow morning. Yes, it is my day of tomorrow, but... Okay, fine. You know what? I'm gonna go through with it so I can end this, okay? After this, no more setting me up. Alright. How about this? Wait, what do you mean you have to go? Lena, I swear, I will tell Cliff about your college shenanigans if you end this call right now and... You will regret it. Or maybe not. Ugh. Gosh, this is stupid. Why did I even give in to my friends who practically forced me to be here? They are so dead to me if this goes badly. Actually, they're dead to me either way. They know I hate things like this, yet they insisted. And the way they planned this? They set me up, and they're gonna pay for it. Well, that person better show up. I've been here for a while now. I wanna get out of here. Hi? Can I help you? Yep, that's me. As you can see, I'm the only girl in the room right now that's still wearing office attire. Yeah, I literally had to go straight here after work. I'm Elizabeth, so I'm assuming that you're the person I've been set up on this blind date with? Right, cool. Okay, well, please, sit down. Sorry, I'm a little awkward. Again, my name's Elizabeth, but you can call me Ellie. So, what's your name? Nice name. Well, it's nice to meet you. I'm doing good for the most part, I think. How about you? Oh my gosh, I completely understand. I'm actually quite exhausted myself. Yeah, I still have things to do and stuff to worry about. I just want to get out of here, you know? Oh, not that I don't like you or anything. You're fine, of course you are. It's just that I've had a long day and I have other things that needs to be taken care of. And I'm sure you're the same as well. Yes, that's exactly why I've been wearing a frown since I got here. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to scare you. Oh, is that why you didn't approach me right away? I see. Well, thanks for being thoughtful. Yeah, if it were other people, they probably would have just left upon seeing me stressed out while in a phone call. I mean, come on, this is a blind date. Would you like to date a stranger who looks like they hate the world? People usually think I'm mean, and I'm not. I swear, I'm just stressed out most of the time. Oh, by the way, you've got a lovely outfit. Nice choice. I mean, yeah, it's just a regular graphic tee, but the colors of your top and your pants really go well, so... Sorry, I was a former fashion student, so it's become a habit of mine to just sort of like examine people's outfits. But anyway, that's not why we're here. So, do you regularly do this? Like, do you go on blind dates on a regular, or... Oh, it's your first time? What a coincidence, me too. Your friends also set you up? So you just got dragged into this like me. Coincidence, like I said. You have a question? What's that? Yes, I did say I wanted to leave, but I changed my mind. Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, I was really stressing out, but when you said you didn't want to put me in a sour mood and stress me out even more, I changed my mind. I figured, why not give this blind date a try, right? I mean, you seem like a really cool person, and I've had a long day. I could really talk to someone right now. What made me change my mind? I don't know. Your outfit, perhaps? Or the thoughtfulness that you showed? I think it's a mix of both. But either way, I think I'm gonna stay. So, how did your friends get you to go here? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Oh. They said that you were going to meet some pretty girl, and you actually agreed to come? Okay, well, I see that we're getting into compliments now, huh? Well, thank you. I'm flattered. On that note, I think you're a really cool person, and I have a feeling that we'll get along. Given that you're not only adorable, but you're also good at making people smile. I see. Your friend said there was an emergency, and they told you to meet them here, and then they texted you to look for me. Okay, well, did they at least say that they set you up for a blind date? Oh, they told you last minute. My friends are just as sneaky. They told me that we were going to this small party to have a little celebration for one of them who just got promoted. And then when I got here, I was confused because the waiter ushered me to this table and told me to wait for my date. I was like, what date? I'm supposed to attend a small party with my friends. We're going to have drinks, not dates. But then he just smiled and left. So I called my friends, they explained everything, and they were more excited than I was. Well, I wasn't too excited at the idea, but now that you're here and we're talking, I figured, hey, why the heck not give this adorable one a chance, right? You complimented me first. I'm just throwing it back at you. And you're welcome. Do I want to leave this place? Oh my gosh, yes. Sorry, don't get me wrong. I'm just tired, like I said. And I really want to be able to stretch. So, yes. I accept your offer to go to your place. But... you're not a serial killer, though, are you? Whew, okay, just making sure. In any case, I do have a backup, so don't you dare get any shady ideas. Yep, let's go. Wow, nice place you got. Pretty neat. So, do you have, like, a roommate? Anything like that? No? So you have this place all to yourself? Oh, well, that's cool. You're spared from all the roommate drama. Me? I live alone too, but I visit my family on the weekends. Not that far. I like spending time with them. Thanks. I was getting really thirsty. Oh, sorry. What was your question? What do I do for a living? Well, I don't work the most exciting job in the world. Just regular office work. Customer service. I'm still kind of figuring things out, you know? I'm hoping I can start my own clothing line soon, but that's a distant dream. What about you? Oh, I see. Well, do you like your job? Ugh, I totally agree. I mean, who loves their job? Well, I guess a lot of people actually do love their jobs too. And I would love to be just like them. I'm tired of dealing with Karens at work, always asking for the manager. Ugh. Oh, please, it's just my job to deal with Karens at work. Yeah. Oh, yes, about that. I took fashion designing in college in hopes of becoming a designer. But a few years along the road, I got burnt out and decided to take a break. So that's where I'm at, basically. And other things. What about you? I think I've said a lot about myself. So tell me more about you. What do you mean there's nothing much to know about you? I'm sure there's plenty of things that you can tell me. You seem like an interesting person. Yeah? You mean you haven't had a romantic partner in a while? Wow! Me too, actually. Well, how long has it been? Wow, 5 years? Oh, damn. Was the breakup that bad? Like, should I go? Oh, whew. I thought I needed to go because of, you know, the ex who can never be forgotten. Ah, I see. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. But hey, on the bright side, it doesn't hurt as much anymore, right? I know how painful it can be in the beginning. And look at you. You went on a date. A blind one, at least. Me? Well, it's only been a year, I think. Yeah, it's been approximately a year since I last dated anyone. It's just that I'm not really the type to go on dates, so this is a rare occasion. I mean, my friends had to set me up just to get me to show up on a date that I had no idea of, mind you. That's how I'm not too fond of dating. Well, I don't know. There's something about you that just made me tell myself why not give this person a chance. My ex? What about my last ex? Wait, are we going too fast with our conversation? Oh, okay. Well, my last ex was a prick. Definitely one of the worst ones I've been with. I don't even know what got into me that made me date him. I guess you could say that I was in a weird time of my life when I dated him, so yeah, it was weird. Well, I guess I could say that the breakup was a little weird. I mean, between the two of us, I was the one who handled it better. Like I said, he's a major douche. Yeah. Then he stalked me for a short while, months after we broke up. I told you, he's a weirdo. So, what do you like to do for fun? Wow, that seems like an interesting hobby. That's cool. I've got boring hobbies. Sort of, I guess. I mean, I like to read books. I like to sing a little. Oh, but most importantly, I love to draw. Art is my first love. It's everything to me. Sure, go ahead and ask. Oh, no, it's okay. I don't mind. Well, to be honest, I don't find this awkward at all, really. And I've only dated a couple guys in my life because I rarely engage in romance, but I don't know. There's something about you that I can't exactly figure out. I could say that you drew my attention. You're leaning quite close. What about you? Do you find this weird or awkward in any way? Good. 'Cause, to be honest, I don't know what came over me, but I just kind of wanna keep leaning closer, just like what you're doing. Are we about to kiss right now? So we have the same thing in mind then. Close your eyes. Was that okay? Gosh, I feel like I don't even know how to kiss anymore. It's been a while since I kissed anybody. Yeah, I never went out after my last ex, even casually. Not my thing. What about you? Any flings after your ex? A few. Okay, well, am I one of them? Is that what's happening now? Good. I don't think I want this to be a one-time thing either. Come here. So, I guess this is what they mean by hit it off, huh? Well, thanks for the time. I really appreciate it. And it was a pleasure meeting you. I'll see you on our second date then? Yeah, I think I should go. It's getting pretty late. Wait, what? Are you serious? It's already past 1 a.m.? Wow, how long have we been hanging out? A couple hours went by that fast? Wow, okay. We really enjoyed each other's company then. Oh, no, it's okay. Are you sure? You really don't mind if I stay here tonight? Alright, thanks. Well, looks like we'll be sharing the bed. Would you look at that? We already had our first kiss, and we're also sleeping together on our first date. We're moving pretty fast, aren't we? Yeah, we really hit it off. So, I'm gonna head in the shower, okay? Yeah, I'll see you in bed.